Queen Hildegard, A Story for Girls by Laura E. Richards. From the Hildegard series. Read by Lisa Brown. Chapter 1. Hildegardus Graham. "And have you decided what is to become of Hilda?" asked Mrs. Graham.
"Hilda?"
replied her husband in a tone of surprise.
"Hilda? Why, she will go with us, of course. What else should become of the child? She will enjoy the trip immensely, I have no doubt."
Mrs. Graham sighed and shook her head. "I fear that is impossible, dear George," she said. "To tell the truth, I'm a little anxious about Hilda. She is not at all well. I don't mean that she is actually ill," she added quickly, as Mr. Graham looked up in alarm. "But she seems languid and dispirited, has no appetite, and is inclined to be fretful, an unusual thing for her."
"Needs a change," said Mr. Graham shortly. "Best thing for her. Been studying too hard, I suppose, and eating caramels. If I could discover the man who invented that pernicious sweetmeat, I would have him hanged. Hanged, madam."
"Oh, no, you wouldn't, dear," said his wife, laughing softly. "I think his life would be quite safe. But about Hilda now, she does need a change, certainly. But is the overland journey in July just the right kind of change for her, do you think?" Mr. Graham frowned, ran his fingers through his hair, drummed on the table, and then considered his boots attentively.